Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and happy Wednesday. I can't believe it's Wednesday again. Where does the week go? And welcome to my show. I'm Leanne Winston, Psychic Medium. I've got the lines open if you want to call in. We haven't actually got any callers online just yet, probably because I haven't been too organised tonight and just realised that I didn't have long to go until I get online on air. So to call in, 516-387-1303 is the number to call in. I hope you've all had a really good week, and I've had a really interesting week and had a lot going on in my personal life as well. So spirit has a funny way of bringing things to the surface, and I must admit it has been a little bit of an emotional week, especially today. I believe doing this work, it's important to surrender and trust within spirit, but there's still times that they will put things in front of me that I really do feel the need to question, especially the day they told me that I need to teach. Now, I have never seen myself as a teacher. I figured that nobody's really going to want to listen to what I've got to say, and I've only got my past experiences to go on by, that I would be able to teach people from. I've done a few workshops and some stuff, and I've trained with people like Lisa Williams and Tony Stockwell and things like that, with workshops and certifications and stuff, but I never really thought of myself as being a teacher. And it's only been this year that that has been put in front of me, and that's been, which is great. It's Spirit has a lovely way of pushing our boundaries, and they certainly know how to play with mine. So now, like, I've been doing workshops. We've done a workshop at Murray Bridge in a town here not far from Adelaide in South Australia, over a 10-week period, alongside of Pauline at a little shop called Natural Stepping Stones there in my hometown. And now we, and there's a few other little ones, and then we have the mentoring program that is kicking off on the 31st of August. So if anybody's interested about that, the details are now on my website, which I'm very happy to say Kelly has done an amazing job at getting all that up. My website is leannewinstonpsychicmedium.com. And you can just follow the links across the toolbar to mentoring, and you will find it's in a, like, mentoring is in a drop down. I think it's about the third button across by memory, in a drop down menu. And you can, if you're interested, you can certainly email me on leannepsychicmedium@bigpond.com. Now, Leanne only has one N in my email. That's a long story, but we won't go there. You don't. Excuse me, I'm sure you don't need to know that. I have 6 positions available for the mentoring program, which is one-on-one over a 6-week period where we will do an hour a week. The times will be set around you as much as I possibly can, as long as it doesn't clash with anything else I've got on. We'll get online on Skype, and we will connect that way, and you will have worksheets and stuff that you can download. And you will have homework to do and exercises to do as well. So you will then have that homework back to me, and we will sit and we will talk a little bit about it at the beginning of each lesson. And then we will jump into the subjects. Now, the idea of this is so I can teach you at your pace. I like the idea of doing one-on-one, because where you're at might not be where somebody else is at, and I think it's just a little bit more personal. So, and with that mentoring program, as a student of mine, you will also get access to a Facebook page that I will invite you into when you sign up, and that is only for students. So the idea of that is to create a safe place that you can come and you can actually connect with like-minded people. You can share your experiences. There will be things that I will give you through the week that you will share on that for others to see, because it will help them with it as well. Okay, because you might find things that they don't find. So, you know, it's all going to be about sitting in the energy, growing, finding who you are, and how spirit you work with spirit. So it's really interesting, and I'm really looking forward to it. We do have a call on hold, so we will jump into the caller for now and say hello. How are you going? Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm really good, thank you. Are you able to just talk a little bit louder, because we can barely hear you?
Okay, can you hear me now?
Perfect, thank you. And what's your name?
My name is Sophia.
Sorry, what was that?
Sophia.
Sophia, how are you?
Good, good.
That's good. And what part of the world are you from?
I am in D.C.
D.C., beautiful. Yeah. Bit cold, bit warm over there, or are you a bit on the cooler side?
It is very warm.
Very warm.
Oh, yeah, it's already like 80 degrees.
Oh, goodness. What's that in Celsius? Do you know?
Pardon?
Is that about, is any idea what that is in Celsius?
No.
No. I think that probably relates to around our high 30s, 40s here in Australia, which is still very warm. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to some sunshine. I need to recharge my batteries.
Yeah, we've got plenty of it.
Yeah, beautiful. And how has your morning been so far?
It's been good so far. No complaints.
Excellent. And did you have a question you would like to ask?
I do. I have a question about someone I dated for a little while that has recently come back into my life, and I'm just wondering, what do you see around that? Like, is this person genuine? Are they ready to, I guess, do something different or present something different?
Okay. Can I just ask the person's first name, if you don't mind? I'm not sure why I'm drawn to the first name.
His first name is Rudolph, like the reindeer.
I suppose he's had a few jokes around that in his past.
Oh, yeah.
That's cute. Okay, Rudolph. Okay, I kind of get the reference that he protects himself, like, so he protects his heart. So would I be right in saying that in the past he has been hurt badly from a relationship?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Because I just sort of get the feeling, even though I feel he has moved past that, there's still something holding him back from letting those walls down his heart, down around his heart, okay? Does he get tired? A fair bit.
Did he what?
Get tired. Just with his energy. I just sort of feel like my energy levels have dropped, and I just sort of feel that worn out sort of feeling. Do you know about that side of it?
Yeah, I make fun of him for taking a lot of naps. He does.
Yeah. Okay. Because it is. It's, I just all of a sudden have felt really flat and very tired connecting with his energy. So to me, I sort of feel like he lacks in that sense of energy himself, okay? I get the reference he needs to find a balance in life, okay? He questions himself a lot is the reference that I also get along with that as well, okay? In the way of change, I feel like there has been some change made, but there's still more changes to make. Okay, so to me it's that feeling he still needs to do that work on himself. Okay, I sort of feel like you're willing to give it a go this time. Okay.
If it's not,
I feel like you are willing to give it a go. Okay. Mm-hmm. I feel like that feeling of being concerned or being scared to take that step is more about you protecting yourself from the last time the relationship sort of come apart. Okay. I feel like it's a healthy thing to look at and question. All right. Are you wanting it for a long time or a short, like, are you looking at the relationship more of a fun thing than a long time?
If I were to consider it, it would be long term. I just don't, you know, I just want to know that he is, I guess, ready, or he's, you know, just telling the truth, and I don't know.
Yep. Was that commitment problem issues that was the problem last time?
Yeah.
Yep. Okay, because I just get the reference to around the commitment issues. It's like he knows he wants something, but he's not 100% sure what he wants. Does that make sense?
I guess to bring it back, I guess to he and I, it's like he knows he wants a committed relationship, but he's not sure if it's with me.
Okay. He's too much in his own head. I get the reference he thinks a lot. So to me, it's that feeling of overthinking.
Okay. Because that's the only thing, is we talked and he told me, you know, I'm in love with you and I want to be with you, blah, blah, blah. So it's just, I guess before I take the step, I would like to know, like, is he really ready to give that type of energy? And is that really what he wants?
Yeah. I do get the reference that he is ready for that relationship. I just get the feeling he's a little bit protected around the heart still. So at this stage, I don't feel he can open his heart completely. It's that feeling of needing to do work around it. Not at the moment. I just sort of feel he needs to still do that work around it, around the heart. So to me, it's that feeling of cutting the ties from the past to be able to allow him to give his heart completely. Mm-hmm. Okay. I do feel that he has come a long way since last time. It feels positive. Okay.
Okay.
I want to say... Yeah, go on.
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Oh, you're right. I was just going to say, I feel like I don't want to put too much pressure on him. I want to let him work through it on his own time, and he will get there. But we can also have fun and get to know each other better in that time. I don't feel like I need to walk away from it. Is that reference? I want to stay there.
Okay.
All right. Sorry, you were going to ask another question, or have I completely confused you?
Well, I guess to clarify, because I guess it's like I know that he wants like the normal, awesome relationship that people want, but I guess I just would like to know if. Does he really want that with me, or is it like you feel like it's convenient?
I get the feeling he's in two minds at the moment to what he wants, but it's that feeling that he's willing to give it a go. Okay. I don't feel it's convenience. I don't want to put it in that manner. It's that feeling that he's willing and ready to put himself out there and allow himself eventually to open up to you. I want to say just go with the energy and see where it takes you. Go out and have some fun and see where it takes you from there, because it's that reference to getting closer by doing that.
Okay.
Okay. Make it about having fun. Get to know each other and having fun. Okay, because I do feel you have a different person to last time. There has been some changes around him with that.
Okay.
All right.
All righty. Thank you.
Okay, you're very welcome. Thanks for calling in and enjoy the rest of your day.
You too. Thank you.
Okay, you're welcome. The heart's a funny thing, isn't it? It's funny. It's like we like to think we know what we want, but the heart always seems to want something different. And do you know what? It's not just relationships and it's friendships. And I guess that's one thing that's sort of come to my forefront this week is the friends and the people that have been put in my pathway and where we're going with that. I absolutely adore a lot of my friends and whatnot. You have those acquaintances out there, but you have your friends that you hold very dear. And doing this work, you find your soul family as well. So I have amazing friends that I can connect with on that soul level. And I do look at them as my soul family. I've got my blood family, my mum and my dad and my brother and my sister and everybody else that comes along with that. I'd just like to wish my brother a speedy recovery. He's not feeling very well this last couple of days, and hopefully he will feel feel much better tomorrow. So I'm sending him love and healing, Jeffrey. So yeah, hopefully tomorrow morning's a lot better morning for you than the last couple. But I just want to say, take a look at the people that are around you. Why have they been put in front of you? How do you connect with them? It's really important. I've got some amazing people that I have been connected with for quite a while. And then there's some amazing people that I have been not known for as long. But some of those people I feel like I've known for so much longer than I really have. Maybe it's a soul thing, maybe it's a past life thing. There's always a reason in behind it. It's just working out what it is. Then I've got the friends there that I don't see very often, or because life is so busy, I don't get to catch up with them as much. But it's like you pick up like it was yesterday. Okay. So I want you to sort of just take the time and, acknowledge. John Edwards always says a phrase that I like, and it's that love, honor, and cherish those here. And I always put in spirit on it as well, sort of thing. I feel that's very fitting. I guess I want to touch a little bit on spirit more so today. If you want to call in, the number is 516-387-1303. And now I know that's for international callers from me, so anybody outside of Australia can call that. I'm not sure if those in Australia can get in, but you're certainly welcome to connect with me on my chat line. That's open now, so you can message me in there. And I'm sorry I didn't actually get to advertise my show earlier today and give you warning that it was coming on. But I do have some pretty exciting news. I did have a conversation with Sue Nicholson. You might remember her for those that have been listening for a little while to previous shows. She was my special guest from New Zealand. I must have been a couple of weeks ago now on a Sunday night, and she was able to connect with some of the callers as well and deliver messages to those that called in alongside of myself. I have asked Sue to join my show on Sunday nights and make an ongoing thing if she's not busy. I do know that she is about to travel soon, and us here in Australia are very lucky to have her coming back to Australia. She was back here. Well, she was last here in May, and I do know that she's heading over to Sydney and doing a couple of shows or a show. I know there's at least one show over there, and then coming here, and we'll be doing a retreat at the beautiful Victor Harbour on the sea. So, if anybody's interested, I'm sure details are up and on her website. I do know the first night it went up, her website crashed due to so much traffic on it, and that was erected, like was fixed up. So, SueNicholson.com, by memory. So if you Google Sue Nicholson, you will find her website, and her retreat sounds absolutely amazing. I'm sure I will pop in at some stage, as it's in November for those in Australia listening, if you're interested. There is a event on Facebook for it, and her manager, Terrell, will certainly get back to you if you send through information or wants more information on it. So I guess tonight Spirit is just really stopping me this week to take a look about what's going on around me. I'm wondering how many others of you are feeling that need to do that as well. So do you ever just get those feelings out of the blue, wondering what is going on? I don't know. I just feel there's a energy change coming at the moment. And I just sort of feel that the direction that we're heading in is changing. So I guess it's a matter of just going with it and put yourself first, and it's important to know what it is that you want and head in that direction. We grow apart as people, and I guess one thing that I'm really struggling with at the moment, and I can feel that happening with people around me, is that I'm growing apart, or we are growing apart a little bit. It's that feeling that we're heading in different directions, and I guess I have spent this week feeling a little bit guilty about that. Today, Spirit has sort of really pushed me and told me that I'm not to feel guilty and I need to keep moving forward. You'll still come back to those people if they're meant to be in your life. And to me, it's that feeling, I might not be working with those people as closely as what I have, but it's that feeling we will still be connected and we will still do some work together. So I guess there has just been so many signs this week that have sort of indicated to me that's, you know, I need to take notice, and I trust Spirit, and I do surrender in Spirit. So they're taking me in their way. But I've got to tell you a funny story. This morning I got up and took my kids to work, to school. God, they're not that old yet. But I took my kids to school and I came back and I thought, I'm not going to have a shower before I go because I want to climb back into bed. And everything that I needed to do could wait a couple hours, sort of thing, because I've been working on my mentoring program today alongside of other stuff, and I knew I had a couple of worksheets still to type up, and I really want to have that done ready for the first students at the end of the week to get started, sort of thing, as soon as we possibly can. And I lay in bed, I had a sleep. And I think I must have been asleep for about half an hour with my husband sort of coming in and out of the bathroom and getting ready and heading off to work to then have the phone ring, have the phone buzzing with SMSs. And I just thought, Spirit, I need my sleep. This is my time. I was trying to set my boundaries, but they got the better of me. Got up and got in the shower this morning, and it's like Spirit really was pushing for me to get out there and do something. It's like, you've got work to do, hurry up. And the more I stood there with the hot water running down my back, because I have, for those that don't know, I have a back injury from an incident that happened nearly a couple of years ago. So the hot water was feeling nice on my muscles, and Spirit's going, hurry up, you've got work to do. Get out, cook yourself some eggs for breakfast. Meanwhile, it was probably closer to 10:30, 11:00 in the morning here in Australia for me. Excuse my voice. And they kept pushing, and I'm thinking, yeah, I've got mentoring to do. And it's like, no, you're going to write, and we're going to tell you what to write. We will guide you through that. So, excuse me. I've sat there today writing what Spirit wanted me to. So even though I'm doing it on the computer, it is a form of automatic writing. So if you ever feel the need to, pick up a pen, start writing. You know, as long as you've got the intention to write, it will help you to move stuff, okay? I also think that it's a good way of expressing ourselves by putting it on paper. And it's the same thing. It doesn't necessarily need to be automatic writing. It can be stuff that you are holding on to. It's a very good way of acknowledging what's going on, releasing it to the universe. And do you know what? I said the same thing to a lovely lady that was in the audience at my live show on Saturday, and just said, put things in the box. A box came through in her reading. It was like, put the stuff in the box. It needs to be out of the house to let go of that energy. So burn it, destroy it, get rid of it. It's that reference to not holding on to things. Okay. It's about moving on. And when we hold on to those things in the past, they will hold us back. Okay. So if you've been through a relationship or a situation or something like that that has affected you, give yourself the time to acknowledge it, first of all. Look at the patterns that come with it. Are there lessons in that situation that you need to acknowledge before you can let go of it? But it's about moving forward and putting one foot in front of the other. Okay, spirit will push us. So take note of what you are drawn to. Why do you feel you need to go that way? Okay, it's very important to let go of the baggage, because can you truly move forward when you're holding on to things? Okay, and I kind of feel like things are unwinding in front of me a little bit this week with a situation around me. I do feel there are going to be major changes there, and I know I am doing the work on myself this week. And, you know, it's personal stuff. I just sort of feel like there's a need this week to share that with you. It's not normally something I would keep to myself, but in the sense of not sharing it so publicly, but there's just the reference to there's others out there that go through similar things. So whether it could be a family matter, it could be with friends, it could be with a workforce, whatever, there's the reference to letting go of it. But you need to acknowledge it and look at the lessons that come with it. And I guess one thing I've struggled with in the past is guilt, because I like to help others as much as I possibly can and move forward, not actually leave people behind. But hey, our journeys come together at times and they will separate at times, and we will go in our own way. People are put in front of us for a reason. What that reason is what you need to work out. Okay, so no matter what, whether it's a relationship, partners, friends, family, I want to say take that time and to do the work on it. Okay, remember, if you'd like to call in, 516-387-1303. The lines are open for you to call in, as well as the chat line is also open. There's something about today's energy. It's kind of like things have been a bit quieter, and I'm noticing that with the callers, because in the past we've had plenty of callers, and I think this is a time that spirit is pushing me to have you look at the reflection side of things, to look at what's going on in your life. Okay. I do have some things coming up over the next few weeks, especially with the mentoring program starting. I will be teaching a workshop with the beautiful Pauline at Natural Stepping Stones, and we're teaching psychic on the 12th and 13th of September. And once again, that's in Murray Bridge. And then we're doing advanced mediumship in October. I think off the top of my head, it's about the 18th of October. So I will be away for a couple of weeks in November, but I'm sure I can do the radio station, the blog talk right up to then, and we'll just miss those couple of weeks, unfortunately. I'll be out at sea, so I don't think I'm going to get service out there to be able to connect with you all, unfortunately. But that's going to be some family time. And I do have, I think there's about three places available next week for phone and Skype readings. For those overseas, it will have to be Skype readings, or through Facebook is another way that we can do it. I'm quite enjoying this link through Facebook and talking to people overseas, and I love connecting with you guys. Okay, well, I've had some beautiful souls that I've been able to, or have allowed me to read for them in the past couple of weeks. So I guess that's one thing with this radio show, it actually allows me to get out and to connect with you guys. Okay, and I'm wondering how Tom is going. He Tom, if you're out there, I was thinking of you earlier today, so hopefully you've found a little bit of direction in where you're heading and finding that bit of peace within yourself. Okay, I just want to say, don't be scared to reach out to those around you. Okay, I don't know, spirit just seems to be putting relationships in front of me at the moment, and I'm wondering, are any of you sort of noticing that as well? Is it the energy at the moment, or what is it? I know, you know, we had a full moon not that long ago, but I'm really starting to wonder if Mercury retrograde is coming in too. So certainly been a bit going on with technology around me at the moment, but that's okay. That's life. So I might actually draw a tarot card out of Sue's, oracle card out of Sue's butterfly oracle cards I was playing with the other night, and we'll see what that's got to say, and I will give you a little bit of insight into that. Okay, so I'll just quickly give them a shuffle and see if I can do it without sending a heap flying. But love is the card that jumps out as I said that. Okay, love bears all things, believe all things, hope all things, endure all things. Okay, so to me it's that feeling of the need that people need to throw themselves in. Love what you're doing. Okay, I know there's times there, and especially with employment and different things, that there's things that we don't like to do, but we do because we need to do it. So whether it comes around the financial, around the money, or whatever, find some peace in what you're doing. Okay, look at the positives. And I know I've spoken about the positives quite a few times in the past, but I am a very strong believer in believing in, or looking at the positives and believing the fact that when we do focus on the positives, it brings more positivity into our lives. If we're going to focus on those negative things, those dark, heavy things, of course we're going to manifest more of that, okay? We're not victims of our own lives. We can take control, okay? Now, I know things happen to us all that we don't have complete control over, but those things are put in front of us for a reason, and what that reason is something that we all need to look at and we need to work out for ourselves. Okay, so if you want to be the victim and play the victim, that's fine, you're going to draw that negativity in, but it's about breaking the cycles, make the changes. You know, your journey is your journey, and it's all put in front of you for a reason. Okay, know where you want to go, where you're heading. If you can do something that you really love, like myself, you know, I've got a whole other side of me as well, the family, the mum, the business and stuff like that. Then I've got my spiritual side, and the spiritual side certainly seems to be taking over a lot lately, more so than what the business side of stuff does. But that's where I feel I need to be at the moment. And I'm so lucky to have such a supportive family around me. And I guess that's one thing I just want to acknowledge tonight. Once again, are those people around me, you know, they've supported me, especially my husband. And I must tell you, my husband is a funny one because he is a bit of a skeptic. And he, as much as he questions this sort of stuff, he's one of these that needs to see the scientific side of stuff. And you know what? That's okay, because I sometimes need to see the scientific side of things as well. So I think it's a great way to keep us grounded, to question things. It's healthy, okay? Just I think it's different when we start questioning ourselves too much, okay? It's important to believe in what you're doing and believe in yourself, okay? Let's see what card Spirit is going to pull out next for us. Okay. I get the violence. There's a card here with violence. All right. With that card, I am drawn to the intentions that come with that. Okay. So to me, I don't feel that the violence card is necessarily around the physical violence. I want to say, take a look at what's going on around you. Are you in a situation that is a bit violent, or it's not healthy for you, is probably more the fact. I just get the reference to allowing yourself to walk away from things. It's, once again, it's doing what's right for you. Okay, we've got some beeping going on, and I'm not too sure what that is about. But there's the reference to putting yourself first. Okay, I will draw another card, planting the seed. Okay, it's the seed card. Oh, that's interesting, because the dreams and the visions have just come out with it as well. So to me, planting the seed is the growth, your growth. I know these cards do have another meaning, like a proper meaning to the book, but I connect through to what Spirit draws me around it. And the planting the seed is the growth, the starting of something, beginning, like the new beginnings, the beautiful, you know, the growth that comes with it, spreading your wings, okay, and the dreams and the vision, okay. So to me, there's importance around having the dreams, allowing yourself to have the dreams, and to allow yourself to have those visions towards the future, have that picture. And you will know, a lot of you will know, that in the past I have spoken about allowing yourself to dream, okay? It is really important to have those dreams and have something to work towards, okay? I am not too sure what all the beeping is, so hopefully it's not coming through on your end, but it is on my end, unfortunately. Okay, so what else have we got? Harmony. That's funny, because I get harmony and I get faith as well. Oh my goodness, see what I mean with technology? I talk about the retrograde, and you know, my computer is doing really weird things all of a sudden. So hopefully we don't get cut off, but we will just sort of see what comes of it. I have so many programs open on my computer, it's probably not helping things, but yeah, we'll just hang in there and see what happens. So with faith, I get the reference to trusting within yourself, okay? I want to say believe in yourself. I don't know. I just get the reference that there's so many people out there that are questioning themselves lately, and there's the need to actually trust within yourself, okay? Sometimes we get too much in our own head, and I wouldn't be surprised if that's what's been happening to me a little bit this week, but that's okay. That's life, I guess. Now, I did have a inbox from a lady, and I can't exactly remember her name off the top of her head, but she did. She's sorry, Renee is her name. She has been sending me messages for a couple of weeks on my Facebook page, wanting to know if she is going to go to America for a holiday. So Renee, and that's funny because just as I said your name, I got a like on my Facebook page to being on air when I posted it on my page just before coming online. So I do get the reference to, yes, you will go to America, okay? To me, I feel like there's something around the timing with that, okay? Now, I'm not too sure if you've got a sick grandmother, but I'm getting the reference to the grandmother, and I just sort of feel there could be health issues around her. So whether your trip gets delayed a little bit, around the older female's health issues, okay? But I do feel that you will head overseas this year with that, okay? So you will have to let me know whether it's this year or next year, but I actually feel more stronger to this year heading overseas. I don't know if there's importance to being over in America for a white Christmas, but I'm just drawn to around the white Christmas, okay? So yeah, you have to let me know how that goes and what your plans are fitting in around that. I'm sorry, I've still got this beeping coming through the blog radio, and I'm not too sure what that is. Hey, this is just something that Spirit is drawing me to at the moment. I've spent the afternoon typing up my mentor notes for people, like for my students for the up and coming 6 weeks. Now, I let Spirit guide me into typing those up. I sort of have an intention of what I want in my notes, and Spirit will guide me for the rest of it. So today, just before I came on air, I finished up on my signs. Now, this is a worksheet that the students will do, and it will help you to develop and recognize your own signs. Spirit's just sort of pulling me up and asking me how many of you see signs from Spirit? Do you get that thing, those things that repeat over and over again? Or are you even acknowledging them? Do you see them? Okay. So to me, it's that feeling that the signs are being put in front of a lot of us and we need to acknowledge them. And one thing that I get, and I was making reference to the signs in the worksheet that I get myself, I quite often will see a red rose, and that's love for me, okay? So it's Spirit acknowledging the love and the pride that comes with that. But if Spirit give me a bunch of red roses, that is my signage for acknowledging the birthday or the celebration that has just been or about to be, sort of thing. So I want to say, look at what's going on around you. Are they showing you signs? Okay. I also will get dollar signs when they relate to money. I will sometimes see feathers or butterflies. A rainbow is another one that's really good, and usually that's my sign for Spirit to stop and take note around what's going on around you. Okay, so we're just about running out of time. I feel like I've done so much talking tonight. If anybody wants to ring in, we've still got a few minutes on 516-387-1303. Now, that's something else I've been meaning to talk to you guys about is our brand Purely Intuition. Okay, now Purely Intuition is a range of different things that myself and a couple of my close friends have put together. We have built a product where we have essential oils. So we have some in a spray. We have the pure essential oils that you can use in your oil burner, or if you've got headaches and whatnot, you can, you know, put them into a carrier oil and put onto your skin onto your pressure points and stuff like that. We also, along the lines of that, have some lip balms that we have made ourselves and designed the recipes to suit what we want. We've also got a range of some beautiful soaps that have the essential oils in it, as well as candles and wax melts and stuff like that. But a lot of that stuff is actually up on our website. And if you're interested, the website is purelyintuition.com. So that was purelyintuition.com. I'm actually just, Spirit's just wondering, brought my attention to the fact that when I get the beeping through my headset, I could be cutting out on radio. I'm not too sure about that. So if I am, please forgive me for that. We also have the wax melts, the candles. We're about to go into another range with massage oils. So some of the sprays that we've had, we will actually be putting in to massage oils. The only thing is, though, with essential oils and customs, we can't actually send that stuff outside of Australia because we can't guarantee that you're actually going to get it. But for those of you that are within Australia and are interested in the essential oils, you can certainly order through through the website online, and we can post those out. It's usually about a two-day turnaround on that stuff, but certainly with the candles and the wax melts and the soap, there's no reason why we can't send that overseas. There's no issues with customs that we know of with that, okay? But yeah, I know the candles and soaps are definitely fine for that. But this is just all part and parcel of the passion that I have. We do have a spiritual range in there. So for those of you that are looking for something to ground yourself, or just, we have a beautiful spray called Just Because. Just Because will help you let go of stuff, find that inner peace, that balance. The sage, there are people out there that don't like to burn sage, as in the leaves. The sage spray will work the same, and it's not as strong on the scent as what normal sage is. But hey, if you ever need to sage your house, I just want to say, remember to open the windows and get up into all the corners and any areas that spirit might get stuck in. So it is important to do that. We also have a kiddies range. Now, Kitty Calm is very good and has been tested, and we've had amazing results and feedback with that. Kitty Calm, we have been sending right around Australia, so I don't think there's any part of Australia that hasn't gone to, and we are now starting to get clients that are repeat clients for the Kitty Calm. So it does work magic. I use it on my 11-year-old at times when she comes home from school and she's got too much energy and bouncing off the walls. I will use that on her to help her relax, just to find a bit of peace before having to go to bed, so she will get a good night's sleep. When we're more relaxed, it makes a difference. So then we've got the romantic range, the love bites, and we've got the health range with PMS for women, the headache range and different stuff like that. But yeah, certainly feel free to check that out online. So that is, once again, purelyintuition.com. Okay, we will be looking at getting that up on some online stores as well. So we've been taking that stuff out to markets, the salt lamps and different stuff as well. Sorry, I'm still feeling really flat from that last call and connecting with that man's energy. So I do need to be able to let go of that. I don't seem to have any more callers tonight, but I do think there's something going on with the dashboard at the moment. So certainly a lot of beeping, unless it's my headset that is doing that. Okay, so another one is that we have a grounding spray as well. So that's something that's good just to help bring your energy back within your body, help you get out of the out of your head a little bit. I've just pulled another card out of Sue's pack, and we have the Wisdom card. Okay, wisdom is knowledge and time. That makes sense because knowledge comes with time, doesn't it? These cards are absolutely beautiful. The pictures on them are just so vibrant, and the energy that comes off of them is incredible. So there are a lot of butterflies in these, and that would be why it's called the Butterfly Oracle Cards, because I do know Sue connects with butterflies a lot. Okay, she's a very interesting lady, and that's a lady that I would say keep an eye on her, because she's got some big things coming up, but I don't want to go too much into that, because that is up to her to share with you. And maybe on Sunday night we could get her to give us a heads up again on what she's got coming up, because I do know she's very excited about her Australian trip, and I'm pretty sure that she has also got some shows sometime this year, by memory, in New Zealand planned as well. So, and my voice isn't holding up too well tonight. I have some plans to be starting to tour soon, so I'll be heading out towards Mount Gambier and different areas out further across the border. We're working on our schedule at the moment for the next 12 months. So if you've got anywhere that you would like us to come within Australia, I'd love to get over to America and see you guys as well, but I just don't think that's going to be happening in the next six or 12 months, unless Spirit throws me something a bit different. And so you can certainly inbox me any details or areas that you would like me to come to, and I'll certainly take those on board as we're going along. So, yeah. All right, well, we'll just check the chat line, and we haven't got anybody there. I guess something else I've been meaning to talk to is people that are looking at having a reading, whether it's with me or it's with somebody else. I want to say check out the reader. Most people have Facebook pages these days, so look at their page. A lot of them will probably have a website as well, if they've been doing this or reading for quite a while. So certainly, check out their pages, do some research into them, and go by who you're drawn to. I quite often say to people, another way is go by what other people are telling you. People that have readings, word of mouth is always the best advertising. And you know, so many people talk, especially when it comes to having readings and whatnot, about their experience. I know I did a reading day here 3 or 4 weeks ago on a Sunday in my hometown where I grew up, and it was totally booked out for the day, but within 2 days, my next day up there was totally booked out again, because people do speak. People will share their experiences. So I want to say, ask your friends around you if they've had readings. Who would they recommend? Okay. I get the Blessings card just jumped out at me playing with these beautiful cards. There's something about purple cards tonight that is drawing my attention to. So with that, I get the reference from the card. Be grateful for what you've got. Count your blessings, okay? There's always somebody out there that is better, that is worse off than you, okay? I just want to say, don't take what you've got for granted. So whether it's the people around you or it's on that physical level, be grateful for what you've got, okay? You know, not everybody has as much as what you do. And it's the same thing with your health, okay? There are always somebody else out there that is worse off. And the next card I pulled was chance, okay? So I'm going to say take those chances, move forward, okay? If you're drawn to something, and this is a little bit about what I spoke about before, is if you're drawn to something, give it a go. Trust those instincts, okay? Take a chance, because if you don't take a chance, you're never going to know, all right? And then you're left with those what ifs, okay? So have a go. Put the faith in yourself, trust within yourself, and just surrender and give it a go, because I think you're fine. More than likely, you're going to surprise yourself on how well you'll do. Okay, know that spirit's always around you. All right, it's funny because these cards are just rolling one off of the other at the moment. And take a chance, spirit's around you, they're there, but you've just got to surrender to them. But you might not see them, but we can sense them. Okay, they're there, but it's just trusting in what we feel, okay? A lot of things come back to trust, okay? Have the compassion alongside of what you do. What you do will work if you're doing it for the right reasons. Look at why you're doing it. Are you doing it for the money? Are you doing it for the respect? Are you doing it for the satisfaction, okay? Is it about you, the reason why you're doing what you're doing? Okay, when you do it for the right reason, no matter what you're doing, it's likely to work out. Okay, I always say come from the heart. All right, there's reference to coming from the heart is the place to be. Everything else will fall into place with that. Okay, the light of the universe. I'll read the card to you. Each of us came from the light, and the light will lead us home. Okay? So find that spark. Find that inner light. All right? I just look at the feeling tonight's cards need to be about you. Okay? About me. About ourselves. Each and every one of us. So we need to be doing what's right for us on this journey. Okay? We all have a light, and it's within us. If you want to let it shine bright, you're going to let the goodness come out, okay? If you shut it down, you're missing out on so much. So I hope I'm not rambling too much tonight and I'm making sense, but I'm just being guided by spirit tonight. And it's funny because today spirit has taken over in so many different ways, in my writing, in my mentoring, my mentoring work. Like work pages and stuff like that. It's just it's so strong. It's frustrating. I just don't know how to explain it. It's been an emotional day, moving some of that energy. I guess the emotional part of it is actually realizing that I can do what they want me to do. I'm the one that was putting the boundaries on myself. Okay, so look at what you're doing. Are you holding yourself back? Is somebody else back? So I guess it's more about that. All right, well, I think I'll leave you with that tonight, and certainly feel free if you'd like to book in for a Skype reading, those in Australia, a phone reading or a Skype, even Facebook, and I think I can do Facebook readings for those outside of Australia as well. There is information on my Facebook, on my website, LeanneWinstonPsychic.com. You can certainly send links through there, or you can contact me on my Facebook, Leanne Winston Psychic Medium. I'd love to hear from you, and please feel free to be active on my Facebook page. I look forward to connecting with people on there all the time. I do check that as often as I possibly can. Otherwise, you can send me an email, Leanne, LEANE, psychicmedium@bigpond.com, okay? And I will get back to you as soon as I possibly can. I'll say goodnight and thank you for that caller that has come in tonight. Obviously, we weren't meant to connect with too many others. So I just want to say, remember to love, honour and cherish. Thanks to John Edwards for his affirmation. Those here around us and those in spirit. Okay, take care and I look forward to connecting with you on Sunday night. Bye.